In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Archie Griffin almost brought me back. There was a glimmer. Archie Griffin almost brought me back. Yeah. There was a gleam, gentlemen.
Was it Script Ohio?
There was
the
a
music?
Gleam. I'll explain it now. I'll explain it 9:20. For a lot of people, there are a lot of people wanting an explanation for how I feel about things, and I will give it to you at 9:20.
Because aren't you, real quick, aren't you the one responsible for leading the charge to get them to remove Hang On Sloopy from Browns Football Sundays?
Oh, yes, no. You are. I was blamed for that.
100% you are.
Because that was the most people had cheered consistently over the years at Ohio State. That and I'm proud to be an American.
Let Ohio State have their things.
You also wanted that gun.
Let Ohio... That's yeah, not
you
true
You were down in their spider hole and you
that's
said, I want a gun.
I love America.
Yeah. Prove it.
I love America.
I mean, if you loved America, would you have to say it?
But I don't.
What do you think about that, Mr. Carmen?
Do you love America?
Kenny, you know my beliefs about this country and where we're heading before the election.
You amaze me every day. You amaze me every day. Why do you waste your time with this? Go be a politician. Go be a politician. Stop wasting your time. Go seriously. Go run. I don't know where you stand politically. It doesn't matter. Go run.
I think it's going to help me in this state.
It doesn't matter. Go run. Just say you've seen the light and then come to the other side. And then
I
all
should
of a sudden you're
that.
Fine. And then you'll be good. And then what will happen is you can quit that and you can go be on Fox News like you've always wanted to be. And you can do your Bill O'Reilly impressions.
I want to be on the
Hopefully
5.
Hopefully not all the Bill O'Reilly stuff.
Put me on the 5.
But then you can go ahead and be on the 5.
On News Nation.
I'm way better than Juan Williams. Get me on there.
You are. You just are. I don't know how else to say it. Like I get very frustrated. People go, well, you got him all wrapped up in his cocoon. Yeah, because there's no way to get him out of anything. I never, like yesterday, I had Pony pinned down, and it was so great. I felt the same way Tone does when he gets me. It was so awesome because I know I'm way better at this than Pony, and so I can get him, and that's what Lima does every day to me, and I just see it. I go, what? Just get out of this. Go do that and make $32 million a year or whatever Sean Hannity makes. You'd love it. Or go be a real congressman and make a lot more. Allegedly. 216-474-0092. All right. Do we want to ask the Watson question yet? Or do we want to get back? Because Jeff in Brunswick has a thing about them not being ready here.
Yeah, we'll get to your point in a second here. I do want to go to the fans here because, you know, we just got into a big debate after Mary Kay came on about the Browns painted a certain picture before that Cowboy game that I didn't think, quite frankly, they could back up, at least offensively.
Yeah.
I wanted to be pleasantly surprised. And when they couldn't do it, I understood why. I think most of us understood why if you have critical thinking skills of all the issues they might have before week one. But Mary Kay kind of disagreed. And to some extent, you guys, you were mean about it, but you disagreed. You said,
I was mean about it.
You know, I said you weren't mean about it. But, you know, they're athletes. Athletes like to have a confident approach before a game. I just don't know how much they were truly believing what they were selling. That's all.
I don't think they believed it at all. I don't. That's one thing I have to, I really have to, because if they believed it, then this week would just be an absolute disaster and they'd be freaking out. I think they expected a lot of what took place. Because you could tell, I mean, Kevin Stefanski has now spoke twice. I'm going to get to the call here in a second. Notice this. Kevin Stefanski has spoken twice about a player playing and that player not playing. Yesterday it was Jed Wills. About practicing, and then Jed Wills wasn't practicing, which, I mean, at this point, maybe we should just expect Nick Chubb to be back. Maybe I should just expect Joe Thomas to be back before Jed Wills is going to be there. I don't know anymore. I have no idea what's holding him back. So there's that. But there's also, remember, going back to that game before the joint practices with Minnesota. Yeah, Deshaun's going to play against Seattle, get some work in. They wanted him to get work in. They knew this wasn't going to go the way they wanted it. It doesn't make me feel any better because they can go, well, they planned to go out there and get smoked by the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, well, they could just go out and get smoked by the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's not going to make me feel any better. Better operations or better teams are better teams. So that doesn't just equate to them all of a sudden winning on Sunday. Them winning on Sunday is going to do a hell of a lot for everybody's emotions, but they still got to go out there and they got to earn it because they're highly paid professionals down there and they want to win too. And they got embarrassed on Sunday. Jeff in Brunswick, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, hello. Thank you, guys. And I'm really glad you guys are on. You know, you speak a lot of truth, and I like what I hear. I really do. You guys, you know what you're doing, and I really appreciate you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Them Browns, obviously, they weren't ready. They weren't ready. They had all year. They had a year. After the playoffs last year, they had a year to regroup and get everything together, and they looked like a team that didn't do too much over the year. Unfortunately, they had bad offensive line problems. I mean, you know, and that they had people hurt. I get it. But the defense, the offense, Njoku, they're talking about him being out. I watched him drop a lot of passes last year. I watched him drop a couple passes that were major last week. He got hurt, but, I mean, he caught that pass, and Dallas made him play, made him pay.
He got hurt on the nice pass he caught. That's what made it difficult to see him go.
Well, he caught the pass, but that was like two out of four he caught that.
They were all off schedule.
He had two balls right in his hands that dropped.
Amari Cooper bobbled one.
That's for sure, and he's done that all last year and the year before.
Yep.
So, I mean, I just don't see the guy. I want to like the guy. He's huge. He's got a great physique. He looks good. But he can't catch.
Well, I think I got to tell you, I think he makes tough catches. I think that he's a good player. I don't think that he's...
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. He's not up there in the top three, but I think he's a top 10, top 8 tight end. I think he's good, but I don't think that anybody was ready for it. And it doesn't give him an excuse. Like when you say, like, well, they had a year to prepare for it, Jeff, and I go, well, yeah, but then I'm thinking in my head, Jeff, I'm thinking, okay, there's no Jed Wills. Did they think that Jed Wills was going to be out all the way through week one? I really don't think that they did. They obviously planned on playing Deshaun Watson in the preseason to get him some seasoning. But you know what? That still doesn't give an excuse. They didn't take a pay cut for the loss. Now, did they? They didn't. So you got to hold them accountable.
That's right.
Jeff, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. And thank you for the kind words as well. Like, I can't – it's not – like, there's people going, well, you guys aren't talking about the offensive line. Yes, we have talked about the offensive line. Well, you guys aren't talking about the defense. We had Rodney McLeod in here for an hour explain the defense in this studio on Tuesday. But most people care about the quarterback. So you're hearing quarterback, 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 and you're going, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What about all these other things? Yeah, but you're defending, quote-unquote, the quarterback because you care most about the quarterback because we know we ain't going anywhere unless that guy gets playing together. And I am not going to give them a mulligan for last week. Because, again, they didn't take a pay cut for the loss.
Yeah, but I get that. But if they play well this week.
It's not like they can't win another football football game in their future. But they have to get right offensively. Yeah. I'm way more worried about the offense than I am about the defense.
The must-win stuff came up yesterday.
Even special teams in the punt return.
I'm with Nick Wilson yesterday about the must-win stuff. I think it's a little silly this early on, but I understand where fans are coming from emotionally.
Go a long way.
But it would go a long way, and I would wager to say, man, they just need Deshaun to play well this week. Even if they lost a tough game, you know, where Deshaun looks like a normal quarterback and looks like he has the potential and that athleticism is there, the reads are faster, his football senses are back. I think you'd feel a lot better about this team, especially with the Giants, Raiders, and Washington Commanders coming up. I think you'd feel a lot better.
Joey in Nashville, Tennessee, listening on the free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing okay, Joey.
I just wanted to talk about what Mary Kay said with Deshaun. I do think Deshaun was just a couple plays away from having a bad game to maybe an above-average game. But he still takes all the blame from the fans, I believe. So we just can't give up hope yet on him because he's not going anywhere.
You have no choice, exactly. Yeah. He's not going anywhere. There's no choice.
And the other thing, Micah Parsons just wrecked the game. So props to him, but for all we know, the Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl. Not to say that we can lose, but they're a good team, and we came out and not ready and lost and looked like a bad team. So I say that, and then the Cowboys will probably get waxed this weekend in typical Browns fashion. But we just can't give up on Deshaun yet. Not that I'm a huge fan, but I know he's not going anywhere, and, you know, we just got to hold out on hope.
Well, that's where, and Joey, thank you very much for the call. It's not about making any excuse for the guy. It's I know what it is. In this situation, I want him to be taken care of more within the offense. So I will, and maybe I'll end up being wrong. Hopefully I am, because if the offense is any way that I've seen in the past of a Ken Dorsey offense, they can be high-flying. But my natural position is to become more conservative offensively, except my offensive line is a question mark. Jerome Ford is not Nick Chubb.
No.
That's all there is to it. So then I have to open up the passing. Well, if I open up the passing, then I have to make sure my quarterback is taken care of. But all in all, like, it's not about making excuses. It's that I got to get better to get this team where it needs to go. I'm just trying to see the reality of it. It's not about, well, he's not worth $230 million. No, he's not worth $230 million. Do with the on-field stuff. He's not worth $230 million. It's about getting the best out of the investment that I can. There are plenty of people that bought houses in 2006 that took a terrible bath in 2008. You're making the best of a bad situation.
Yeah. And guys, again, Stefanski, for anybody that is like hypercritical or they wonder about the system, he has had quarterbacks that people weren't exactly, you know, ready to label top quarterbacks. He's had a bunch of quarterbacks look good in his systems over the years. So it's not hopeless. Like right now, I am a little surprised. I guess not emotionally, but if you truly try to think about it the right way, I am a little surprised at how many people went doom and gloom after the Cowboy game. Maybe it's because, again, I expected a lot of that. Now it's game two. I'm not sitting here giving you all those. Last week it was a list of five, and then I added to it, so it happened to be six different items that I told you would be the reasons I wasn't a true believer that they were going to win last week and look really good on offense. This week, I'm feeling like, all right, they've gotten some of that rust out of their way. Now, they still have the problem at left tackle, certainly. And I hope they got enough reps in. I think that's a big reason why Deshaun Watson was still in that game in the fourth quarter. People wanted him out. I thought it made sense. Keep him in. He's got to get the reps. He has to.
216-474-0092. It's a mix of seasoning. It's a mix of work within the offense and actual live reps in the offense, which just sounds, it's a downer, and I'm trying not to say it because it sounds like such a downer to a fan that's trying to get ready for a season, because it's like, are we trying not to win football games here? Are we extending out the preseason? And in some ways, yeah, we are, but you're playing for keeps right now. And there's only one team in the division that's won, and there's really only one team in the division that's looked decent. Pittsburgh did not look good, and they won. Baltimore's the only team that looked like they had anything together. And even Lamar was running for his life. but I got to worry about my own problems, of which I have many right now. And then when we get into the other stuff of why there's TV cameras over in the visitor lot, well, then we got another entirely different set of circumstances.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.